The Football Association of Ireland has said Stephen Kenny will remain in charge of the Republic of Ireland team for the final three games of their Euro 2024 qualifying campaign. The team have had a poor start to the campaign, winning only 3 points out of 5 games. Speaking at a news conference this morning, the FAI CEO Jonathan Hill said that Kenny's future would not be discussed until November. Mr. Hill also addressed not renewing Vera Powell's contract as manager of the women's team, stating they wanted, quote, a different and fresh approach.
It's important to stress that we are not here to criticise the manager's approach in any of these areas. And Vera was very clear, consistent and open in stating, not just to us, but also to her staff and players, that she believed her approach to core areas such as these was absolutely the right one, and indeed one she'd adhered to across her entire career. And we are not doubting that conviction, nor indeed her beliefs. But we do feel it is important to recognise that in professional football, as in wider sport, there are always disagreements and at times subsequent tension around style and preparation. The manager had her views and believed in her approach. A number of the players, and indeed Mark, simply had a different position. And what we're saying then, in simple terms, is that we genuinely believe that in order to propel the next phase of growth of this team and women's and girls football in Ireland more broadly, we feel we need a different and fresh approach. There were indeed differences of opinion, but these are part and parcel of the game. But it was clear from discussions with Vera that she was not going to change her fundamental approach.
The FAI Chief Executive, Jonathan Hill. Let's talk to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue, who joins us from the FAI headquarters at Abbottstown. So, Jonathan Hill, this lunchtime, Tony, for the first time publicly addressing the decision not to renew Vera Powell's contract. They say it was because they're looking for a fresh and different approach. What do they have to say about that fresh and different approach that they're seeking?
I think there's a conflict between what Vera Powell thought of in terms of conditioning of players and preparation of players, because she considers herself an expert in periodization. It's the training load that a player can bear during the build-up to competition and matches. She's actually quite against weight training, and she feels that she's the top of the range as far as injury prevention is concerned, that she has a remarkable record in preparing teams for competitions where they don't suffer injury ahead of the big games. However, there's another view in sport, in modern sport, you might say. Mark Hanum is the new director of football of the FAI, and he and a number of the players believes that there's a different approach now to strength and conditioning. There are different methods to achieve the same outcomes, as he said, and the truth of it is they felt that Vera was not for changing her mind. She fully believes in her methods. I believe she's even writing a book about her methods. Those are the methods, of course, that did manage to get Ireland to a major championship finals for the very first time in their history. These are the methods that it appears that the men's team are employing, but in the case of the men's team, they've won 1 game out of 5 and are certainly out of contention for automatic qualification for the European Championships. But right. Nonetheless, the FAI CEO, Jonathan Hill, expressed his gratitude to Vera Powell for the work that she had done and the improvement in the women's game in this country.
So Vera Powell gone, but Stephen Kenny for the moment remains in place.
Yes, that is a surprise to some people because of that record of 4 defeats in 5, the only win so far against the Minnows, Gibraltar. And there are a number of qualifying games left in the end of the campaign. We've got Greece at home, Netherlands away, and Gibraltar away. And there's also a friendly against New Zealand in November. Many people thought that the FA were already on the lookout for a successor to Stephen Kenny, but they made it very clear today. To be consistent, they say that they would review the campaign at the end of the campaign, bring that review to the board for the board then to make their decision. Now, there's a caveat here. There's a slight chance of qualification through a convoluted Nations League system. And if that were the case, we would maybe make a playoff in March. And when asked if Stephen Kenny would still be in charge during that hypothetical playoff in March, they refused to give that assurance.
Tony Donoghue at Abbottstown, thanks very much for that.